From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States takes responsibility for targeting an Afghan hospital. A top U.S. military commander in Afghanistan told U.S. lawmakers Tuesday that U.S. forces were responsible for Saturday's strike that hit a hospital in Kunduz, operated by Doctors Without Borders, killing 22 people. Army General John Campbell said Afghan forces requested the airstrike because Taliban insurgents were firing from the facility.
The decision to provide aerial fires was a U.S. decision made within the U.S. chain of command. A hospital was mistakenly struck. We would never intentionally target a protected medical facility. I must allow the investigation to take its course, and therefore I'm not at liberty to discuss further specifics at this time. However, I assure you that the investigation will be thorough, objective, and transparent.
Doctors Without Borders condemned the October 3rd attack as a grave violation of international humanitarian law. UN envoy Monkey Hamdi told the Security Council Tuesday the peace process in Mali is back on track after violence in August between separatists and a pro-government militia in the town of Anafis that threatened to disrupt a June peace agreement between the government and separatist rebels.
I am pleased to report that the ceasefire and the terms of these agreements are now holding. The CMA and the platform have continued discussions and participated in joint visit with the government ministers to Anafis on 27 and 28 September. The difficulties of these last 2 months show the importance of determined international engagement to prevent escalations and bring the peace process back on track.
Bamako, with the help from the UN, has been trying to restore stability and rebuild following a 2012 coup, renewed fighting, and seizure of the north by jihadists. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Tuesday questioned his country's future relations with Russia after multiple reports of airspace violations by Russian military warplanes along the Turkish border with Syria.
Russia bunlardan bir tanesidir.
Mr. Erdogan says Russia is trying to create an airbase in Syria and violating Turkish airspace. He says we cannot tolerate this kind of thing. A Russian defense ministry spokesman said Ankara has proposed establishing a joint working group to coordinate activities and prevent possible incidents. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas says he wants to avoid a violent escalation with Israel. His comments came Tuesday as Israeli forces clashed with Palestinian youths during demonstrations at a checkpoint between Jerusalem and the West Bank city of Ramallah. President Obama Tuesday promised the just-agreed-to Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Agreement will reduce trade barriers among 12 Pacific Rim nations, accounting for 40% of global economic output.
This agreement makes us more competitive by eliminating about 18,000 taxes, tariffs, that are placed on America's products in these other countries. We are knocking down barriers that are currently preventing American businesses from selling in these countries and are preventing American workers from benefiting from those sales to the fastest-growing, most dynamic region in the world.
Congress must ratify the TPP, but in an election year, a vote may not come until after Mr. Obama leaves office in early 2017. Renegade Burkinabe General Gilbert Diendéré, who orchestrated a failed coup last month, has been formally charged, along with others, of attacking state security. Diendéré's presidential guard detained the interim president, prime minister, and several cabinet members. The guard was unhappy the interim government barred supporters of former President Blaise Compaoré from running in this month's election. The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab pledged Tuesday to attack British troops when they deploy to the country. Prime Minister David Cameron announced last month as many as 70 British military personnel could be sent next month to Somalia to provide logistical, medical, and engineering support to the UN-backed mission there. Human Rights Watch says top security and ruling party officials in the Democratic Republic of Congo recruited what they call thugs to attack a peaceful opposition rally last month, injuring several protesters. The government's information minister denied state officials were involved and charged the rights group with repeating opposition accusations. Suspected poachers in Zimbabwe used cyanide to kill 14 elephants in the country's western Hwange National Park over the past 2 weeks. 2 years ago, hundreds of elephants were killed after poachers laced salt pans with cyanide, which is widely used and easily obtained in Zimbabwe. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.